KSL News Time now, 7:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this Friday morning, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, we've got delays on I-15. Now they're going to kind of shuffle around. It looks like the crash is finally cleaned up just before 106 South. We've got a couple vehicles on the shoulder now right before the exit ramp, but not blocking the HOV lane like they were earlier. The delay's solid from Bluffdale all the way to Sandy. Now that delay is starting to inch up towards 90th South, plus a plenty of heavy traffic and slowdown starting to appear between 45th South and downtown. Again, it's day two, I believe, of that convention at Vivint Arena, and so it was a huge influx of traffic that we didn't normally see into downtown, and it looks like we're going to have a second day of that, Eric Butler.
In Utah County, got a couple of problem spots. One is in Spanish Fork southbound on I-15. This accident actually got cars on both sides of the barrier separating the main flow from the exit to Highway 6. So just be careful going through there. And then on Pioneer Crossing, you've got signal problems at 1100 West really causing a lot of backup for eastbound traffic. Jared Auger?
New crash, Eric. Southbound I-15 right at almost 6 North. You've got two left lanes closed. They're crunching everyone over to the right. Now this is affecting everyone southbound from about Woods Cross High School all the way down. We're going to see slow speeds, but prior to that, we're going to good speeds from Ogden's 12th Street all the way past Lagoon to that Centerville line. Live at the Eccles, presenting Jay Leno, Chris Isaac, Johnny Mathis, Anderson Cooper, and more. Tickets on sale now. The new Eccles Theater, located downtown. Info at liveattheeccles.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.